And now it's time for Wiss Opinion, The Insiders, with Chuck Quala and Ted Canavas, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and Michael Best Strategies.
Hi, I'm Chuck Quala, former Democratic State Senator.
And I'm Ted Canavas, former Republican State Senator.
We're The Insiders, and this is our lightning round. So Ted, healthcare. Tommy Thompson says Obamacare is hard to repeal. Even Trump says healthcare is complicated. Who would have known?
Yeah, well.
You break it, you bought it. What do you say?
Yeah, we're going to own it. I mean, the Republicans need to own Obamacare. They have to come up with a solution that's meaningful, and they have to come up with it quickly.
This is the Waterloo for Republicans.
Well, we'll see about that. Trump's speech, very presidential, Chuck. Are you happy about your president?
Oh, my God. We've set such a low bar that the fact that the guy was able to read complete sentences and that he can read more than 140 characters, he's now presidential. Really, Ted?
I think he's doing a great job on that speech. It was the best speech he's ever going to give.
That's true. All right. On State Superintendent Tony Evers running against Holtz. Oh, my goodness, Ted. The guy goes out there and he, Holtz and his opponent in the primary, Humphrey, they make a deal. I'm going to give you $140,000 a year job, a driver, and you get to control four school districts. Oh, it's a slam dunk. Well, will the voucher people take a pass on this?
Well, I think the voucher people might take a pass on this. I think that Tony is a long odds winner on this race. There's no question about it. But more importantly than superintendent of schools is governor. Tommy Thompson said, you know, we're going to have a great path forward for the Republicans next time. He's absolutely right. Walker, is he a rising star, Chuck? CPAC, budget plan, Dems?
Hey, there was just a presidential primary not too long ago,
well,
and Scott Walker got his butt kicked.
Yeah.
And that's being generous. Yeah, he goes to CPAC and all these things, but his ratings here in Wisconsin are still 42-43%. He's not a rising star. He's a very flat, what's not a star? Maybe a moon? Maybe that's
yeah,
what
well,
Scott
Walker
is.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's winning.
All right, Ted, what about the anti-press sentiment? You know, Donald Trump is the first president since Ronald Reagan, who, by the way, had just been shot. They would not let him go. Even Ronald Reagan, from his recovery bed, called in to the correspondence there. Donald Trump won't show up. Is this getting infectious? Scott Walker now doesn't want to publish public notices and
publications? Well, the press is doing it to themselves. Let's be honest. The press has been so toxic towards this guy that, you know, I wouldn't say, hey, you know, I love taking a whipping from the press. Let's just keep doing it. Makes total sense to me that if he wants to control the message, control it.
No president likes the press, but they all show up because it's the sign that, hey, we respect you as the fourth estate.
Well, we'll see. It's changed.
All right. So, Ted, any questions about our Democratic Party?
Yeah, I have one question. How do you give somebody an enormous bonus when they're a loser? How does Martha Lanning get a bonus after she absolutely dumps it in the last election cycle? Chuck, what's with your Democratic Party? You can't even recruit a candidate for governor, and you're giving bonuses to losers.
They set different metrics, but it is indicative. Martha Lanning's a really great person, but it is indicative of the Dem Party not understanding what's important. Mm-hmm. What's important is governing, electing Democrats so you can govern. And when that doesn't happen, things have to change.
Yep, they do.
All right, see you next time.
See you next time. We'll see you next time.
Wiss Opinion, The Insiders, with Chuck Quala and Ted Canavas. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and Michael Best Strategies.